Thank you for the chat, Chris. Now, after the sports, we will move on to a variety of items in our last batch of news. There's been a lot of confused tourists in the city centre recently, with a sign in Tombland leading them all in the wrong directions. The news item tells it all, although we learn in a later edition of the paper that the City Council have apparently now put it right. Our items will also tell you about a party for Theatre Royal volunteers, ice cream treats in store, and problems with gulls who are too noisy. These news items and many more make up our last news slot.
What's the point? That's the question being asked in Norwich in numerous languages. For visitors to our fine city have been left perplexed and reaching for maps because of a sign that sends them in a spin. The tourist information sign at the top of Tombland is supposed to help people get to some of the city's most popular and eye-catching places, including the Puppet Theatre and Pull's Ferry. But people would be wise to ignore it, for every direction is wrong. Those looking for directions to the Norwich Puppet Theatre, Elm Hill and King Street are being sent in the opposite direction. The sign for the Norwich Puppet Theatre points towards Prince Street, whereas the theatre is on Whitefriars. Ian Woods, operations manager at the Norwich Puppet Theatre, said, "This is the first time we've actually noticed the sign, but it may have been caused by nighttime revelry." There's much speculation surrounding the cause of the sign being wrong, from someone doing it on purpose to it being installed incorrectly.
Norwich Theatre Royal's unsung heroes took centre stage when a special party was held at the city venue to celebrate 116 voluntary stewards. The event last Sunday marked the 25th anniversary of the Volunteer Stewarding Programme, which began in 1992, after the Theatre Royal reopened following a major refurbishment. The group enjoyed a get-together, including a buffet and a baking competition, where the show-stopping ensemble of homemade cakes included everything from a recreation of Mary Poppins' hat and umbrella to a cake baked in the shape of a theatre's circle, seats and stalls. Marnie Meakin was the theatre's front-of-house manager at the time the scheme was introduced in 1992. And she said, "I remember the very start. Peter Wilson had taken over from Dick Condon and we were opening the building after a major refurb. So we were rethinking how the theatre was going to run. To provide the number of staff that you truly need would be very expensive. So we hit on the idea of volunteer stewards, and boy, have they proved valuable."
The world's smallest ice cream van will whip up a frenzy in Norwich when it dishes out free scoops. Measuring just 47 inches long and 39 inches high, and with a maximum speed of 12 miles an hour, the Nice Cream van will be well-coned when it visits into Chapelfield on Monday, August the 14th from 11 a.m. It comes after new, but perhaps unsurprising, research showed that eating ice cream makes people happier and is among the top 10 activities that put people in Norwich in a good mood during the summer. The survey showed that 76% of overall respondents feel happier in summer than in winter. Sheridan Smith, marketing manager at Into Chapelfield, said, "We are delighted to have created what we believe is the world's smallest ice cream van, but the real win will be seeing the smiles it puts on people's faces at Into shopping centres around the country for those lucky enough to get free ice cream."
A Norwich woman is calling for something to be done about the city's seagull population after growing fed up with their hysterical shrieking. Barbara Searle, who lives off Bethel Street, said she is regularly woken by the birds at night, while neighbours have reported they're dive-bombed in their gardens. During the summer months, she claimed there could be anything from 15 to 20 gulls sitting around her property in the city centre. Now, the 68-year-old is calling for Norwich City Council to take action and address the problem. She said, "There is normally quite a peaceful environment, but during the summer, you can't go out of your front door without being shrieked at. It is the noise and the mess they create which is the problem. And they don't ever seem to sleep. They just shriek when they feel like it. It comes as experts last month claimed that the number of urban gulls had tripled over the past 5 years in Norwich. A spokesperson for Norwich City Council said, "We have recently received complaints about litter issues caused by seagulls in the city centre. Our environmental protection team are working with businesses to deter gulls by reducing the time bags of trade waste are left out for collection and to see if clear waste sacks can be replaced with opaque bags where possible."
A paediatric doctor in training from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has been awarded a top prize for his exceptional work on a quality improvement project. Dr. Vivek Kalra, who's worked at the Trust for 3 years, submitted the project as part of the Chief Residence Leadership and Management Programme, which is run by the Judge Business School from Cambridge University. His project looked at restructuring the delivery of the nurse-led service on the Children's Day Ward and was not only acknowledged by the programme as being exceptional, but is already seeing massive benefits for patients and for the Trust. The team, led by Dr. Kalra, introduced a new booking system, a new electronic referral system, more dedicated medical cover, and a new pathway of care. The benefits of his project include enhanced patient experience, improvements in patient flow, and an increase in the number of specialized pediatric procedures carried out. Dr. Kalra said, "I'm thrilled to have received the top prize for the project. I really enjoyed being part of the Chief Residence Programme, as it's been an opportunity to build on my own skills, as well as an opportunity to enhance the service delivered on the Children's Day Ward. The whole paediatric team has really welcomed the changes, and they've commented on how beneficial it's been."
A congregation which lost its place of worship after a lightning strike more than a decade ago is still hoping it can rise from the ashes at its former home. But in the meantime, church leaders are hoping that city councillors will extend the time that they can stay in their temporary home so they can raise money to move back. The Soul Church was formed in 2014 after the Norwich Family Life Church was renamed. In 2006, the church's place of worship, the Mount Zion Church in Heartsease Lane, was destroyed in a blaze caused by lightning. The church moved into the former MFI warehouse in Barker Street, but when a deal to buy that fell through, they moved, in 2010, to an industrial unit in Mason Road off Marcos Lane. That has been a temporary home ever since for the Soul Church, but they've always wanted to move the congregation of about 1,000 people back to Heartsease Lane. In 2013, planning permission was secured for a replacement church building in Heartsease Lane. And while they continue to raise enough money to move back, the church wants to stay in Mason Road and has asked Norwich City Council for permission to extend the use of the building.
And that's it for this edition of Chatterbox. Don't forget that you've got a second memory stick this week, bringing you the Norfolk Magazine. We hope you've enjoyed everything we've chosen to record. When you've finished listening, I'm sure you know the routine. Pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn over the address label. And remember, the postal service is free, so you don't have to pay postage.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Peter Murch. Now, we always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We have an answer phone where you can always leave a message and we will get back to you as soon as we can. And you can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now, it's goodbye from me, Sam Elmhurst.
And from me, John Francis. Goodbye.